Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You have joined. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You have joined the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made a whole by God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just thank God for you today. Hallelujah. And we thank God for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following today in Jesus' name. And hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. We really feel praise God for you. Those who have subscribed to our suggestion, that you tell at least one person a day that God loves them and that you love them too. Praise God. There's so many of us that are doing that right now. And we thank you. That means a lot to that person. It means a lot to God. And, of course, it means a lot to us. Hallelujah. But we thank you so much for those in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those at home, say amen. I hear you with the ears of my faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know what? You know, when we say that God loves you and we love you too, we try to underscore that. You know, it's good to underscore stuff sometimes, because sometimes, you know, the highlight stuff, you know, so folks won't forget what we're doing, you know, or what we're saying, or what we're reading, you know, we highlight stuff. Well, we're going to highlight the love of God and our love for you just now. Yeah. Hallelujah. Give me about 5 seconds, y'all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Jesus.
For those in the sanctuary, you get up and love on somebody. At the very least, give them a fist bump. Let them know that you love them with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you now. Hallelujah. Love you now. Love you. Love you. Love you now. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Love you is the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah.
May God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Long life. Yes, and prosperity. May the blessings of Almighty God accompany us every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon you.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I pray for your family.
Bless
the blessings of God and your family.
And
your children.
Bless me, Father.
May your good Lord protect and keep them.
I can see.
Protect them from the evil.
The glory of the King. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you. We're collecting the pennies for Uganda.
Oh, yeah,
one penny is worth 370.49 shillings in Ugandan money. That's one U.S. penny.
Yes.
And see, we're building a hospital there. And I have a surprise. I really think that Dr. Helene Russell herself is going to be here on next Sunday, along with Pastor Viola Lyon. I feel that in my spirit. The lady herself, she's just recently returned from Uganda, and she's been blessing folk over there for years. And they know about this church over there in Uganda.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And we thank God for home and foreign missions.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessing folk at home. Hallelujah. We do that too. Glory to God.
Amen.
From Chicago to all over the United States, we've been blessing folk with things that we do here in this particular house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we thank God for that. All over the world, we are blessing folk with the word of God and what God wants to share with people. So we thank God for that. And I also want to share, we thank God for our new building. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our new facility, our spaces, our sanctuary, and fellowship hall, and fully equipped a kitchen, and the classrooms, and the office, just a dynamic facility, a venue for praising God, worshiping God, and preparing the people of God for the work of the ministry. We thank God for that. And we thank God also for the upcoming next semester in the Institute of Biblical Learning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to register, time is winding up. If you want to register for the next session of the Institute of Biblical Learning, you need to call Pastor Peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And her number is 443-416-1201. Again, that's 443-416-1201. Of course, call after service, please, if you don't mind. Hallelujah. Also, that the number for regular Bible study is, again, she mentioned it, but I'm going to mention it again because somebody said, oh, she said it too fast. No, she didn't. But just in case you missed something, it's 605-475-4800, and the access code is 759-849-TOWN. Thank you. Did I do it right, Pastor Peaches?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we thank you all. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know what? At this time, we kind of reflect. We kind of calm down a little bit and reflect that somebody in our past or present prayed for us. They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. They not only said, they may have said, bless everybody in Baltimore or in the United States or whatever, or the world, but they actually called out our names to the Father God. And right now, I want you to know that I'm so glad they prayed.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm so glad they prayed for me. Now, you may not be glad for yourself, but I'm glad for me that they prayed for me, because I have been in a lot of tight spots in my life, sometimes of my own doing, sometimes not of my doing, but somebody else's. I've been on a sick bed. I've been all kinds of stuff happening, but somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Prayed for me. And then what happened? There was divine intervention.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we're going to do the same thing right now.
Yes.
As I play this song, the prayer, you can begin to articulate, begin to name people in your life. Hallelujah. And you know what happens. When the praises go up,
blessings come down.
Blessings come down.
Hallelujah. You know, I thank God for people who understand what happens.
Hallelujah.
You know, because when the praises go, you start praising God, the blessings will come down.
Your word
shall come. And we want to go speak some things into the atmosphere of blessings. Shakara, you know, because somebody needs a miracle today. Somebody needs a healing today. Somebody needs a deliverance today. Somebody needs a spiritual, emotional, physical, social, or financial blessing today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm going to take about 5 seconds to key this up, and y'all can begin to articulate, verbalize names of folks.
Yes.
And the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord. Lord, we praise you.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All around
you.
Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And after the next election, the voice, the next voice you will hear will be that of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Petersburg.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri. Play Karen Wheaton.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Hey, Siri. Play Karen Wheaton. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe, tribute all them. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we are powerful people. We can speak to the enemy and tell God, Lord, cover me. Hallelujah. And when the enemy goes to raise their hand up and to do something to people, the Lord can paralyze their hand, have it stuck up in the air.
Yeah.
I've heard of a situation like that.
Yeah.
They go ahead and the hand can't come down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just stuck there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We belong to an awesome, awesome God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He will be to us just what we want him to be.
Yeah.
When you say, Lord, cover,
hallelujah.
Yes, God is covered.
Hallelujah.
1 Timothy 1:9 says, knowing that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Parents, do not be intimidated by the judicial system and not correct your child or children. Who would you rather be in trouble with, God or man?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something to think about. Proverbs 23:13-14, it says, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish them with the rod, they will not die. And the 14th verse says, you shall deliver his soul from hell.
Yes.
And a lot of times when I was growing up, my mother thought that the rod was a stick or the switch or whatever. But it ought to be the word of God.
Hallelujah.
The rod of correction. It says the rod of correction was rod is far from them. Okay? We have to give them the word of God, y'all.
Yes.
We can't listen to society. Oh, no. You let them pick whatever God they want to. How are they going to pick if they don't know, if you don't present it to them?
Right.
They will pick it whatever the world puts in them.
Okay.
If you don't have the word of God already in their heart,
yeah,
they're going to absorb whatever. Be the first one. They're in your home first. Give them the word of God. We are commanded by God to give our children the word. Train them up in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Saints, don't you see the trick of the enemy to make you think to not to correct them? And where do you think they're going to end up? Doesn't the word let us know that our Heavenly Father loves and corrects us? The word of God says, whom he loves, he corrects us.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Proverbs
amen.
3:12-22. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth.
Hallelujah.
So who would you rather be in trouble with, man or God?
Hallelujah.
God, you can do what you are supposed to do, and God will have your back. God will raise up someone to defend you.
Yes.
Get your children in church, in a Bible-believing teaching church, so that you will have a church behind
yes.
you. If something like that was to happen, the word of God needs to be, you know what, we said, oh, it takes a village. A lot of us have taken the church out of our village.
Oh, right.
You can't do that. The church needs to be a part of your village. The people, the wives, keep mothers and fathers in the church need to be a part of your village
right.
to teach your children.
Amen.
You can't do it all by yourself. There's so many single people, single moms and dads raising their children by themselves. They can't put everything that's needed into their children.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Then we release them into the school system, and you see what's going on there. It has to begin at home.
Yeah.
Put the word of God in them at home. Anoint them. And at nighttime, too, go to the bedrooms and anoint them. Go around to the bedrooms. My mother used to do that. And sometimes she used to scare my sister so bad because everything, and there's somebody coming in the room, the room door, and somebody creeping around the room to put some eye roll on the head. And so, yeah, my grandson, he woke up one day, he said, hey, Mommy, I know you've been in my room.
Oh.
She said, how? He said, 'cause there's a cross on my head. She had to holler at the oil, and he woke up, and she put it on his head. So when he woke up, he had this greasy oil on his foot. He said, Ma, I know you've been in my room. Yes. She was in there and checking the doors and the windows of the house and anointing her sons too.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have a job to do, thanks to God. Hallelujah. We can't back down because we think that the judicial system is going to arrest us if we correct our children, or we're going to give them more power in our homes than what the power of the Word of God is. And no, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. There's a job that has to be done. We need prayer back in our schools. We need the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ back in our schools.
Hallelujah.
If one person selects it, one person can take it out, don't you know? The power of one can get it back in there.
Hallelujah.
The power of one can get it back in there.
Hallelujah.
Or at least make the administration see, hey, there is a need for a moment of silence. I don't know if they still do the pledge of allegiance in the school. Obviously, they don't. But somebody needs to get on the PA system, because I know they still make announcements over the PA system in the mornings in some schools. I know the one that I was near, they did the little elementary school. But if someone can just say, hey, we're going to have a moment of silence. And you know what? You take that moment of silence for whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yes.
When I told people, and way I used to work, hey, don't call on me pray, because I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Okay? I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, if you don't want to hear the name of Jesus, listen, don't call on Willie Bird to pray.
Hallelujah.
Because we cannot be ashamed, y'all, because
Hallelujah.
The world needs what we have.
Hallelujah.
The world needs what we have. And we have to be bold. They're bold in their mess. They're bold to coast each other on, and then somebody else will film it. Man, I'm going to do such and such. You got your camera ready? You got your phone ready? Okay, we'll film this.
Yeah.
But we got to be bold in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that God got your back. I'm serious. Knowing that God got your back. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pastor. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again. Amen. You know, I just want to give a little footnote on what Pastor Peter said. See, that teaching about turn the other cheek was not made down in the valley with the Philistines. That teaching was made to the brethren, to the church. Because if you facing the devil and you turn the other cheek, he's going to spend a whole lot of time on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God.
Hallelujah.
And that's why Bible study is so important.
Amen.
Because folks take one verse and they make a whole religion out of it.
Uh-huh.
They go off the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one church did believe in drinking grape juice. And they broke off from this other church because they didn't believe in using grape juice. And they didn't realize that most of the grape juice that you get is really artificial. There ain't really grapes in it. But they started a whole church.
Yeah.
Okay. Broke off. Because they didn't read the whole scripture. They didn't read the context. Sometimes you need to read the whole chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need to read two or three chapters.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find out, who are they talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they talking to? Why are they saying that?
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah, glory to God. But anyway, praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Peter. Pages.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I said, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, but we thank you, Pastor Peter, for the pastor's corner.
Thank you.
That's real stuff. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for this opportunity that he's given us now.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah, glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. My.
Thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
thank
glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, bless you.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
that scripture, the text of the day, says to examine yourselves. And we do just that. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And because life is an open book test, we were able to go to Isaiah 53:5, where it says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And then we could go a little further. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. And then we checked out a little bit more of the word, and it says in Hebrews 9:22b, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And then we went over to Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins in his own blood. And then we travel over there to Ephesians 7. Put it here, go there. Ephesians 1:7. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Colossians 1:14. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Matthew 26:28. We have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through his blood that our sins are forgiven, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on today, the word of the Lord says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, hallelujah, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before your life or death. Blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children may live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. For you, God. And then we went over and we went to Numbers 23:19. The word of the Lord says, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything is spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then we went over to Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. And then we rolled over there to Psalms 138:2. One thing you put above yourself, Lord, it's your word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread.
Yes, thank you.
And when he had given thanks, Cody, we thank you again, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shout out for what you about him. He took the bread and broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. St. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, 2, and 3. God, you declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system
of our body. Somebody ought to say thank you, Jesus.
We're
all in the boat, shout, call it out. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, right now, right now, all over the world. We are shaking. Tumors disappearing. All the cancers dissolving. High blood pressure coming to normal. All the glucose levels coming to normal. All the arthritis disappearing. Blood in the abortion. New knees, new lungs, new hearts. No, according to God. New feet, new arms, new legs. Hallelujah. New everything, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say in your word that the just shall live by faith. And we believe. And because we believe, we receive right now in Jesus' name. For all the animals she carried in the
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. My animals.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your word says in Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. 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 And 1 John 3. Hallelujah. Verse 1 and 2. And 1 John 1:12-13. And Galatians 3:26. And Psalms 100. God, you said.
God, you said,
we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and the healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
She was shed on the Lord. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood, my new promises. This is my new inheritance I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Jakarta. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for your blood today. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the edible shatter, already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shall call it in our bones. Already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our mistakes and missteps. Our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Our faux pas and faith. Oh, God. Yes, Lord, there are many. Be thankful for coming with your blood. Be thankful, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus family, our extended family. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty vengeance in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens, fivefold ministry gifts, gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now to him will they of the people from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. For the exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Man, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your healing. Thank you, Lord, for holy communion, my dear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
We bless your name today,
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We glorify your name.
Yes, we do, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Right now,
oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm going to have to borrow Pastor Peaches again and ask a question.
Hallelujah.
I love asking you questions, Pastor Peaches. You know why? I'm going to tell you why, because he's an answer lady. I'm trying to think of any question that I've asked you that you have not given an answer to. And I'm talking about the correct answer to. So I just appreciate you. I want you to know that. In front of this vast amount of people in the sanctuary and those in radio land all over the world, I appreciate you, Pastor Peaches.
Amen.
I have one more question to ask you.
Yes, one more question.
No, I didn't do that. I was trying to say something.
No,
okay, what time is it?
Hallelujah. Time for the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
I thank God for the word
thank
of God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, we bless the
thank
word
you,
of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God for his word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Say, fill with the Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellent accuracy and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. We curse you from the root and we bind you in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown today. 36 and 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase of blessing in Jesus' name. And again, we give you the praise and we give you the honor and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peters, I thank you, brother. Read the addresses real
Hallelujah.
Quick.
Hallelujah.
Joshua
24, verse 15.
Hallelujah.
James 1, verses 12 through 16. St. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus Lord.
He's Lord. He's Lord.
Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. I'm caught in the ball. Hallelujah. We thank God for it. Yeah, we thank God for it. We thank God for the reading of his word. And I know that some of you have been maybe just new on listening to the service, and you keep hearing me say addresses. That's just where the scriptures are found.
Amen.
That's where the scriptures are found.
Yes, yes.
You need to know the address.
Amen.
You're going somewhere. You need to know where you're going. Is that
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You're going to Jerry's house. You're going to at least know where Jerry lives. Is that
Amen.
Right?
Yes. Amen.
You're going to need to know his address.
Right.
Amen. Now, is everybody going to your house for dinner today? Minister Jerry? No, not today. Okay. All right, I'll just check it because we might give out the address. Hallelujah. But let me, I digress. But let me just get to the meat of the matter.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. In the year 1004, now they say CE. And CE, they say common era. And BCE is before common era. See, that takes the place of AD and takes care of BC. AD is after the, AD means Anno Domini, after Jesus, you know, that's where they mark time, and BC was before Christ. Well, they tried to move Christ out of that, especially some Jewish folk in the 18th century tried to do that. So that's when they came up with BCE and CE. Well, I was talking to someone the other day at the library, and she said CE stands for Christian era. We put it back. And BCE is before Christian era. And I we put Christ back into it. They're trying to take it out. We put him back in there.
Hallelujah.
So I passed the pieces. They took a prayer out of school. We're putting it back in there.
Hallelujah.
And so I put a victory in that.
Amen, amen, amen.
But in the year 1004, the first recorded incident recorded reference to a fork. It's just an eating utensil, was made in China. Mm-hmm. They had a two-pronged fork that they were using. Now, prior to that time, they had a knife, mm-hmm. and then they used their hands. You said, well, what about the chopsticks? It was another story, and it was dealing with noodles. But other stuff, they needed a fork. Mm-hmm. And in the 1300s, the fork came to Europe. And at first it was two-pronged. Folks didn't like that because it resembles the devil and his pitchfork. So they added a third 12, you know,
yes.
And that's what we see today. Right. Most of the time, a three-pronged fork, unless we have the two-pronged with used as serving. But I want to just ask you a question, y'all. Have you ever heard of the saying, a fork in the road?
Yes.
Yes. Now, that wasn't a real fork in the road, was it?
No.
That was a situation where you could go one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other. Now, for a few minutes, I want to talk to you about temptation, junction, at the fork in the road. Temptation, junction, at the fork in the road. Now, you got to repeat that because you got to get this. Temptation junction.
Temptation junction.
At the fork in the road.
At the fork in the road.
Now, everybody in this life goes through a lot of forks in the road on a daily basis. Whether you could do this or the other. Whether you can go up or down, left or right. Whether you take this street or another street, whatever. You got a lot of forks in the road. Temptation meets you at the fork in the road.
Amen.
Because temptation has two purposes. Temptation wants, number one, it wants to get you off the track.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Because we're all on a track, by train. You're a train.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're the gospel train. Or you're another train, but you got a train,
uh-huh.
And you're on a track.
Right.
Temptation does two things. But one, it will try to get you off track.
Okay.
That's number one. That's the bad thing.
Uh-huh.
Or it will try to determine your priority. You know, who you really serving. Because you can't serve two masters. Come on now. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
You got to serve one or the other. You had a fork in the road in your life. You got to serve God or you serve man. But can I go down the middle of the road? No, you can't.
Nope.
Number one, it's illegal to go down the middle of the road. Plus, God said, I wish that you'd be hot or cold. You look warm, I'm going to upchuck you. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Temptation junction at the fork in the road. Now, a lot of motivations are behind the temptation. Desire, a fear of loss, or just curiosity.
Mm.
And see, y'all know what happened to the cat.
Yep, it killed
it. Curiosity did what to the cat?
Killed the cat.
Now, you got to be careful. Now, the good thing about this fork in the road is that you got an open book, because life is an open book test.
Amen.
And if you read the word, if you follow the word, you are going to, and you make decisions based on the word, you're going to be blessed.
That's right.
And you're going to make the right choice.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But if you don't follow it, you're going to make a choice. And a lot of times the choices that people make is the gold, the glory, or the gals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they you say, well, you know, I don't get tempted that way. And, you know, that was smart. Because he will not tempt a Christian. You got to go to work, or rob a bank. That's the fourth. He ain't going to pay no temptation to a real Christian. Is that right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. I speak to God that again. On the other hand, they're going to say, well, I'm going to go with the flow. Mm-hmm. How I feel. I'm going to be cavalier about what I'm doing. I'm just going to let it hang out. As Ray Charles said, I'm going to let it do what it do. Let's get you in trouble.
Amen.
Going down that road.
Amen.
And then but the devil is not going to tempt you that way. You know how the devil tempts you?
How?
He tempts you with doing something good.
Uh-huh.
He tempts you with doing something good. Doing something good at the wrong time, or you the wrong person. Because,
uh-huh.
See, you on a track. Train leaves a track. What do you call that?
Derailment.
A derailment? You call it a train crash. You call it something. But it ain't normal. It ain't right.
That's right. Amen.
But that's the devil. Lord have mercy. First Peter, 5:8 says, the devil as a roaring lion goes around seeking whom he may devour. And he ain't going to get you. John 10:10 says, the thief comes by for to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he wants to do.
Amen.
He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to take you off the track.
Amen.
You've got to understand that everything good to do is not good for you to do.
Amen.
Or it's not the right time for you to do it.
Right.
Well, how do I know that? Stay in the Word. Can I have somebody repeat that? Stay in the Word.
Amen, amen, amen.
The Bible says, and dealt with the scriptures out of the gate. Psalms 37:23 says, the steps of the righteous are what?
Ordered by the Lord.
Ordered by the Lord. In other words, he got your plan.
That's right.
And you stay on track, you're going to be all right.
That's right.
Jeremiah 29:11. My thoughts are your, what is it?
Higher.
My thoughts are your good.
Good.
You stay on track. He can make your stuff good. He's gonna bring you to the destination. You on the track. He wanna take you to the destination. But the enemy comes up and he gives you what he calls spur lines. You know what a spur line?
Yeah.
That's a line off the main track that actually goes nowhere.
Yeah.
It may go to a factory and stop there. They gotta back the train back out. So get on the main line and continue to go.
Oh.
Spur lines don't go nowhere. It looks good. Oh, that's time over there.
Mm.
But it don't go nowhere.
Mm.
It's not the main line. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Yeah, that's not connected because that's talking about the telephone. But you understand, the main line of the train.
Amen.
Stay on the main line. Don't get distracted. Don't get off track because you're going to make a... See, the thing about it, too, you're the engineer.
Right.
And it's something good to do because you see that family over there, you know, they need help. And you take the train off the track to go help them. Train's going to crash.
Amen.
You're going to turn over. And folks on your train with you, your family, your neighbors, co-workers,
uh-huh,
are gonna be in tight spot too.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Everything good to do is not good for you to do.
Amen.
It's not necessarily good for you
That's
to
right.
do. Because the devil will come as an angel of light. He's trying to, this family over here needs food. And that sounds good. They need food. The Bible says feed the hungry.
Yes.
But you got the keys to the church. And you're supposed to open the church so they can have service.
Amen.
But the family needs food.
Yeah.
I'm going to go deal with that first, then I'm going to go to church. And the pastor and everybody waiting to go into church 2 hours before, an hour after they were supposed to start service.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dealing with some, good to feed the hungry.
Yeah.
We do that. But it's not necessarily good for you to do. See, you can get somebody else. I'm going to give you a couple of numbers, y'all. Y'all need to write these down. 211. 211, that's first call for help. You can call that 24 hours a day. And if you can make a promise, God said, don't you vow if you ain't going to keep it.
Amen.
You'll mess yourself up. Pastor, I vow I'm going to open up the church. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there, Pastor. And you ain't there because he was doing something that was good to do. But it wasn't good for you to do.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
So that's 211, 24 hours a day. Then there's another number. There's a mental health problem.
Ooh.
Somebody's going off the deep end. Write this down because a lot of you don't even know this. 988. 24 hours a day. 988. That's for a mental health problem. Somebody says, I'm going to commit suicide. I'm just going to kill myself. And God hasn't told you what to do or what to say. Or you so flustered, you don't know what to do. So I don't know. I can't help you. I can't go. Where are you at? I'm Hanover, Maryland. Jesus. I don't even know what Hanover, Maryland is. Glory to God. How am I going to get there? No. You call 988.
Amen.
Or you give them 988. Mm-hmm. Of course, if there's a fire or police emergency, you know 911.
Amen.
So you got three numbers. Y'all got to get this in your spirit. 911, 988, and 211. And that will deal with any problem that's not an emergency.
Hallelujah.
Food, shelter, jobs, clothes, furniture, housing, call that number.
Amen.
Have it in your back pocket.
Because
the devil will try to
sidetrack
you. Read that first scripture, Lord. I need to start something here.
Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
As for me and my house, we're going to stay on track.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because a lot of times the other guy makes things look pretty, doesn't he?
Uh-huh.
So he make it, he'll dress it up, put a big bow on it.
Oh, yeah.
And Temptation Junction.
Mm-hmm.
The fork in the road.
Fork in the road.
He's like the fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Tempting you. The gold, the glory, or the cows.
Mm-hmm.
Or that may not be what will motivate you, but doing something good will get you off track if you're not supposed to be the one doing it.
That's right.
Or it's the wrong time.
Amen.
You got to stay in God's perfect will.
Amen.
Now, people used to preach God's perfect will and his permissive will. I haven't seen that in the Bible. If that's the scripture, y'all tell me where it talks about God's permissive will. It only talks about one will, God's will. Hallelujah. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world. Don't do what the world do, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may stay on track and prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And stay on track.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
People got obligations, they got commitments, and they throw their commitments away because somebody stopped by, and they run ragged because it's good to feed the hungry. But you got a commitment. That's a vow. What you going to do? You're going to stay on track. But the Bible says to feed the hungry. That's right. But do you know you contributing to a hunger campaign in Washington State, you're feeding the hungry. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You give them $10, $5, $15, you're feeding the hungry. Because part of what they're doing is because you gave them some money.
Amen.
You've got to stay in the Word, the right Word of God.
Amen.
The exact Word of God. That's why I said life is open book test. You got to stay because every day you're going to be tested. Every day there's a fork in the road. And y'all got to determine
Amen.
Which way you're going.
Yeah.
Am I going to stay on track or I'm going to get off track and cause shipwreck for me and my family,
mm-hmm.
my community, my city, my church, my school. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. You got to choose whether you're going to be on God's track or track of people that you hang around. Read that. What's the second?
James 1:12-16.
Go ahead, read that.
Blessed is the man that endures temptation, but when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed.
Uh-huh.
Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brother.
Don't make the mistake of moving because you think I'm fulfilling a need. You got to hear from God.
Amen.
And there's some of these temptations, sometimes you move because, like I said, gold, the glory of the gals, how to desire, free of loss, or curiosity.
Mm.
You ought to be moved by God.
Hallelujah.
Stay on God's track.
Hallelujah.
And with all the other tracks, there's a track, there's a spur. Ain't going nowhere except the going down. Going down. Hallelujah. The temptation. Yes. The temptation for two reasons. To either get you off track or to find out who you really serve. To find out your priority. And but God didn't do that. That's just life doing that. That's life happening to you. The good, the bad, the ugly goes around in circles, comes again. Good, bad, and ugly. All right, read another scripture. What's the next
one? Matthew 4:1-11.
Okay. That's the scripture I'm going to just paraphrase that. Can I paraphrase
yes,
that?
Yes.
Because that's a whole lot. And you go to the next one, but don't read it yet. That's when Jesus had a good time in church or by the river. And the Holy Ghost died, and the Holy Ghost came on him. And the voice said, this is my beloved son who I'm well pleased with him, and he was baptized and all that, and he left there, hallelujah, glory to God, whatever you want to shout out, speaking in tongues, no, I don't know if he was speaking in tongues, but you in church, you understand what I'm saying, you in church, you had a high time in church, you get right out of church, and the enemy takes you to the wilderness, and you say, well, I'm going to bless the Lord, I had such a hard time with God. I'm going to fast. And you go on your fast. And you come off your fast, and you get a little hungry. But then the devil shows up, and he tempts you. And he don't tempt you with talking off the wall crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He tempts you with God's own word.
Mm-hmm.
He said, God said, feed the hungry. And you know you made a vow. You're on your way. You are the maid of honor. No, let's put it another way. You're the maid of honor of one of your girlfriend's weddings. And you're supposed to be there early in the morning. But on the way, you stop because somebody needed to be fed. You give them 2-1-1. You give some. But you keep the step and you stay on track. You understand? Because
mm-hmm.
somebody's gonna be messed up.
That's right.
Because you didn't stay on track.
Amen.
You gotta stay on track.
Yeah.
And even folk will use the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And they will try to give you a guilt trip.
Yep.
That's what
Amen.
The devil was trying
Amen.
To do to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a guilt trip. You know, when folks try to give you a guilt trip, you can automatically say no. Say, I don't mean no harm. Because, you know,
right.
guilt trips are not of God.
Not
they're of the devil. You're either being used by the devil or full of the devil. And that's a fact, Jack.
Amen.
You can say no. And they don't say, then we give you some conversation. You say, what about N-O don't you understand? The big N, the big O, no.
Mm-hmm.
And you go on about your business. You hold no big conversation
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You got to go and do, you got to stay on track.
That's right.
See, a lot of folks say, well, what about the Good Samaritan? The Good Samaritan stayed on track. He saw the man and he's out. He kicked the man up, took him to the place where he was going anyhow.
Uh-huh.
And he told him, you take care of this man, Peter. Yeah, I'm going to stay, get pressed up here and doing all whatever. And when I come back this way, I'm going to stop here again because I need to stop and need to rest. And if he owe anything, I'm going to give you the money. In other words, he stayed on track.
Mm-hmm.
He did not miss his appointment. He stayed on track.
Amen.
What's good to do is not necessarily good for you to do, either at the time, the place, or whatever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give me that next scripture, because I don't
know. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
Go ahead.
There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man.
Mm-hmm.
But God is faithful.
Yes.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it.
Temptation junction
mm-hmm.
at the fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
The fork in the road means you can go another way. The temptation, you don't have to yield to temptation because you can go the other way.
Amen.
And the other way is staying on track and doing what God said to do.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got to understand that's important. Yes, we follow what God said, but we do what God said, when he said do it, how he said do it,
right.
and to whom he said
right.
do it.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Temptation Junction, every day. Thousands of times a day. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You have a junction. You have a fork in your road. When you drove here, you had a whole lot of forks in the road. You could have gone left, you could have gone right, could have kept straight. On your job, in your church, wherever you are, you have forks. You know, somebody say something you don't like. Now, there's some forks there. You could take your hand and slap them. That might have been a temptation. Might have done it in your mind. I don't know. Or you might pray for them, glory to God. Or you might ignore them because they don't know what they're doing. Don't know what they're saying. Yeah, but you got forks all day long, every day.
Yes.
That's why you got to be led of the Spirit.
Yes.
That's why you got to walk in faith, because the just shall live by. You wonder, when people tell you, say, I don't know what the Lord wants me to do.
Right.
Have you read your Bible lately?
That's right. The word is right.
Look here. You say, well, I got a situation. Well, you go to your smartphone, and you tell your smartphone, say, hey, Siri, where in the scripture does it talk about a love triangle, or whatever you're going through. And guess what? And your smartphone options will come up. It will give you scripture. And you know, it ain't even go farther than that. They'll give you a website that will expound upon that. It will take you to a website that will expound upon that, and you get more clarity.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to understand.
Mm-hmm.
That glory to God.
Amen.
That glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The fork in the road is a testing.
Hallelujah.
Not from God, but life tests you every day. multiple times a day.
Hallelujah.
You got to choose who you're going to serve. Yes. Your choice says, I'm going to serve God, or I'm going to serve the devil, because ain't no in between y'all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Do I have any more scriptures there?
No, sir.
Oh, my goodness. I don't
Hallelujah.
Believe that.
Hallelujah.
No more scriptures. I got to get better next time. Well, praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus, Lord.
That's a tie. Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. You out there in radio land.
Thank you.
Everything good to do is not necessarily good for you to do.
Amen.
There's a temptation junction. Stuff at a choice point in your life. Choose whom you're going to serve.
Thank you, Jesus.
That will help you to make your decision.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stay in the word of God.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for what ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you, Lord, for the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sharper than the two-edged sword.
Yes.
Able to split asunder the soul and the spirit. We thank you for the message on today.
Amen.
Temptation junction, a fork in the road.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the forks in our road. We thank you, Lord, for staying on track. We bless your name and we glorify your name and we honor your name. And the church of God says,
Amen. Amen.